Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Media Matters. I'm your host, Chantel. I have my lovely, lovely Marie with me.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, my gosh. So you guys know we've said in episodes in the past, or I've said in episodes in the past, that we record as much as we can in advance. So the episodes that you've heard as of late were actually recorded late last year. No, like September last year. When we got back together after Houston Volume 1. So since then, I went to Houston again. And right now I'm a little raspy for some reason. I don't know what's going on. But I went to Houston again and was gone for three-ish months, a little over 3 months or so.
Yeah, not as long as last time.
Definitely not as long. Equally as grueling. So a coworker and I were talking about this, and we said every time we go to Houston, we come back easily like 5 years older because it is so taxing. I took equipment with me. Marie and I had this plan to record, like, you know, via Skype and whatever, and it never panned out because I was so ridiculously busy. And if you guys hear that sound... That is Marie's cat, Sandy. He is so yummy. He legit is an honorary dog. He believes he's a dog. I believe he's a dog. This is the funnest cat in the whole wide world. And so he isn't here. So we're at Marie's house. I am still getting myself situated, and I don't have a quiet place to record right now. So Marie...
Well, obviously, neither do I.
He has things to say. Don't judge him.
Sorry about that.
He's so cute. Oh my God, he's so cute. So yeah, Sandy's in here with us. So we are in Marie's spare room, and it is like a storage room, but it's perfect because it actually is absorbing a lot of sound. Although my mic, for some reason right now, is just picking up every... It's so annoying. It's picking up every breath, everything. Like
the super mic.
I know, the super mic, so... Oh my gosh. You guys, thank you for bearing with us. Like, we're just all over the place right now. So my point being that we are recording for the first time since September. And the episodes that you've heard as of late, like the last three or four that have come out this year, like as of middle of February, were pre-recorded. So that's why in the last episode I said, The Nun is coming out. I'm going to go see it. And, you know, Halloween is coming out. And when I was editing, I was like, crap.
You got to take
the call. I sound like, I don't know what I'm talking about. I just left it in. I was like, whatever. So our friends to the show know that we try to work in advance. The original intention was to release them around Halloween time, which is my favorite holiday. And it's the second Halloween I've missed because I've been in Houston. So no knock on Houston. It's, you know, work comes first.
Yes, it does.
I need money to pay for the equipment. So... So that's why, you know, this is the first time Marie and I are getting together to record since September when I left for Texas, and I'm so uber excited. So we're in this room, and Marie and I have this ritual that we go through. So when we get together to do Reiki, or when we get together to record, if I come to her or she comes to me, whichever place we're at, that person clears the house or the room or whatever, just protects it, prepares it for, you know, because we talk about a lot of stuff.
Right. You never know what kind of energy we're going to make when we're together.
We're going to conjure up.
Right.
And on top of that, we're coming together at the end of the day because we usually record Monday nights, and we have worked all day. We have gone through an entire week, sometimes together, some, you know, a lot lately without each other. And so there's a lot of stuff that you're bringing into the space. And yeah, so it's important to clear and do all that stuff. So Marie and I were just talking before we turned the mic on, and she's like, God, I'm getting really dizzy in here. And I was like, you know what? I am like extra happy. So I don't know.
You know what today is?
What is today?
Today's the dark moon. I mean, it's like legitimate new moon.
Oh, really?
0% light.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
So set your intentions.
Heck yeah. You hear that, everybody? Set your intentions. So that is the brief catch-up. I am super happy to be here with my homie and getting back at it, recording. And we have Sandy Cat in here. So if you guys hear a noise right now, he's rubbing up on my backpack, which I loaded up to bring over here. This thing is so heavy. I was like, thank God I've been working out because I could have picked it up otherwise.
And you look marvelous.
Of course, obviously. So in the last few months, I have moved, and special, special thanks to everybody that has sent messages and said, hey, you know, we're with you in spirit, and, you know, the sound quality is fine, because I've been talking about the sound quality of the last few episodes, because when we recorded them, I was in the middle of the move, and we were recording in a different room that had some boxes, and it was just, you know, out of our element, and just when the sound quality is getting good in the recording room, we have to up and move because there's stuff everywhere. So still in the same boat. But you know what? We are super troopers. Like, we're just going to make it happen. And I know I super appreciate everybody that just tunes in, is like, I don't care what it sounds like this week. Like, I'm just excited to hear you guys. So,
oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, everybody's been so, so nice. And the other thing I wanted to say is that I am still getting caught up on reading and replying to messages and friend requests and all kinds of stuff. So I am super sorry if you guys have sent messages and I haven't gone back to you. I promise, I swear to God and Lucifer that I am not ignoring you. I will get to you. And there are even some that I found, like last night on Facebook Messenger, I found a slew of messages that I had never seen before.
What?
Yes. So for a while, you know how Apple does this new, I mean, it's not a new thing, they've been doing it for a while, but when there's like an update or something to make room on your phone, they will, like, it's kind of like an uninstall of an app, but it's like dormant. So for you to use it, you have to like reinstall it. Do you know what I mean? It has like the little cloud on it. I'll show you on my phone what I mean, but
I believe you.
I'll show you. I swear to God, it's a thing.
So, I believe you.
So that, I hadn't noticed that my Messenger was like that. So I finally opened up my Messenger, and I had all these messages in there, like some that go back to 2017.
Oh my goodness.
But I've used Messenger since 2017, or at least I think I have.
So it was like our first Houston trip.
Yes, our first Houston trip. So there were some hidden in like another folder that I was like, oh my God, what the heck? Like, I don't know how this happened. I don't even know. So I started messaging people last night. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I was not ignoring you. And so everybody's been super, super nice about it. And they're like, oh, you're an idiot. Okay, thanks. Thanks for replying. So thank you guys. All right. So tonight I'm just going to get down to it. So we're going to get down to the nitty gritty. And tonight what we're going to do is a super fun throwback. So we're going to go back through season one, and we're not going to pick every episode apart, but we are going to revisit every episode ever so slightly because we had a freaking blast. And I've gone back through the show notes, and even the show notes don't do it justice because there are just, I mean, the amount of laughing we do in these episodes and the stories we tell and the feedback we get from friends to the show, like it all just comes together to make this perfect recipe of amazing. It is so much fun. So we have a lot of fun putting this stuff together. We put in a lot of time and energy, and to have you guys love it and respond so positively is uber exciting. So that said, we're going to get down to season one and remind you guys why you love us so much and how far we've come. So let's dive back all the way back to season one, episode one, which was Meet the Medium. So this is the episode, and I'm just going to say right now, I read a tweet yesterday that made me crack up because it said something about like when you go back and listen to your first few episodes and realize the sound was crap or something like that. And no lie, Marie and I had just been talking about that earlier in the day. Had I not said that to you?
Yep, you sure did.
And so to read that tweet, I was laughing so hard. So the first thing I realized when I went back and listened to Meet the Medium was, I mean, I want to say I was cringing because I'm like, oh God, that sound is horrible. The sound quality was so crap. And the first like 2-3 episodes we recorded in our old office building, and it was you, me, and Lily sitting in my office.
Oh, that's right.
Right? Like, that's we hadn't right. set up a recording area. Like, we were just, you know, dipping the toe in and getting a few episodes under our belt and, you know, just breaking the ice. And so, yeah, the Meet the Medium episode, it was fun. It was scary. It just was.
Yeah, I remember there was a storm and a cat went by the window and...
No, I think that was later.
Was it?
Yeah, I don't think that... Well, was it Meet the Medium?
I don't know if it was that episode or not. I just remember being in that room and all kinds of creepy things happening. It may have been in maybe the next episode.
But... Maybe so, because I do, now that you say that, I remember Lily being freaked out. And she's like, I'm not doing any of the scary ones.
Which just made us crack up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So the episode, I mean, I don't remember if that's the one with the cat. I don't remember.
I don't think it was the first one.
Yeah, maybe not the first one. But that's when I think we really figured out how scared Lily is of everything. So we talk in this episode. We introduce ourselves. We kind of give the background on what brought us to that point. And for those of you that don't remember, I believe it was in that episode where I said, you know, this was my idea. I came to my friends and said, hey, you guys can be as involved or not involved, you know, at all. And they both jumped in, you know, no questions asked. So it was so exciting. We talked about Marie talking me into doing Reiki because she had done it. And she's like, it's amazing. And I was like, no. So, oh, you know what else we talked about? The dream you had about the birthday spankings.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And I, just listening to it again, laughed so hard. I'm like, I cannot believe this crap. Yeah. So we talked about, that's where I talk about, you know, after doing Reiki, really coming to a place of understanding where I started to look back in time and realize that, you know, some of the things that I had experienced were not just in my head. When, you know, I was little and I was asked to go upstairs and get something, I would sing all the way up the stairs because
that's right.
I was warning the spirits. I'm like, I can't see you, but I know you're there and don't mess with me. Just know that I'm coming. So it's funny because even when we did that episode, I didn't realize that I could see all along. Because in that episode, I say I would sing to alert the beings that I couldn't see that I was coming. I knew they were there, but I couldn't see them. But that's not true, because it was actually that I would say to myself, oh my gosh, imagine that was really there.
Like imaginary friends?
No, like, you know how we talk about being able to see spirit in our mind's eye?
Yes.
So I didn't understand that being little. So I would see things and think to myself, oh my gosh, that's creepy. Imagine if that was actually there.
Got it.
So that was my way of like, so it wasn't until, you know, I'm going back listening to episode one and I was like, holy crap, even at episode one, I hadn't yet realized that all the way back then.
Got it.
I could actually see. So interesting. Aha moment.
Aha.
I know. Aha. So a lot of fun. That's where the magic began.
Welcome to The Medium Matters. I'm your host, Chantel. I have some amazing friends with me tonight. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name is Marie Rose.
And I'm Lily.
You sounded very corporate. I was going to say, not you, Marie. So we want to introduce you guys to our new amazing podcast about the metaphysical world and everything that entails, from Reiki to meditation and manifestation and ghosts and connecting with loved ones and you name it, we got it. So we're gonna travel this road together, and tonight we just want to introduce you to ourselves and what brought us to this road and how we all connected through Reiki and ghosting and you name it.
And then we went to self-protection, which was episode 2. And that's the episode where we talk about, you know, the things that happen to you when you are run down, when people are, you know, just kind of throwing their crap on you for all intents and purposes. Like, you're just carrying a lot of stuff on your shoulders. The sound still sucks. The sound quality, it's still garbage. So I'm having some my mic is like extra sensitive. I don't know that it's always like that. So I was just telling Marie, you know, when I had paused, that I needed a pop filter. And I was like, don't worry, I'll just suck it up. And she's like, no, I have something. So she sure enough found something. And
we are in my junk room.
Yes.
They're everything.
No, this is the treasure room.
Aww.
Yes, it's a treasure.
What a nice way to think of it.
It is a treasure.
Yeah. It's everything, treasure. Everything that we just don't know what to do with comes in here. Mm-hmm. And we deal with it later.
Everyone has that in the drawer. The room in the drawer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not good. Not a good situation. But in this case, it's a blessing. Yeah. So in any event, episode 2, self-protection, what to do, how it feels, yada, yada. And we're still serious. Like, we're not laughing. We're really informative. And we're like, you know, it's like teaching.
We're so serious.
You know, we giggle here and there. La, la, la. And then it's like back to teaching. So this is pre-level 3 of Reiki.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So we've done the 1 and 2. And I said something about like, oh, I can't wait. And, you know, it was just like to think back. That was in what, 2017? Yeah, we started recording in June of 2017. The first episode aired July 4th of 2017.
Wow.
Yep. So we missed our anniversary in 2018 because we were recovering from Houston. I was trying to think of what was going on.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. right.
I had just gotten back home. We were recovering. So it was, you know, to think back and think about how things have changed since, you know, that time in 2017. It is crazy. So yeah, we hadn't done Reiki level 3. We talked about your hitchhiker.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that guy? The little like gecko guy?
Yeah.
But not little?
Yeah, with the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Little bastard.
I know. And then we talked about the session we did in the Reiki share where Lily wanted to squeeze our hands off.
That's right.
You remember that?
Yep.
I forgot all about that.
Yep.
So yeah, another interesting episode. So then we bump up. We go to season 1, episode 3, which is connecting with your loved ones. So the sound quality now is getting a little bit better. We're like toying around with stuff. And I want to say before we recorded episode 3, I sat with one of my friends that helped me pick out some of the equipment that we ended up using for the show because I was reviewing everything. And look, I mean, I know anyone that out there that has a podcast or has anything, like you just have to do a crap ton of research if you haven't done it before. So he was a godsend and sat with me. And one day at lunch, I went and picked up lunch for us and we sat in his office and we just went through and did test recordings with different settings. And like, I will love him forever, forever and ever. Like, he was so kind to do that. And he still is super supportive of the show. And anyway, I digress. So the sound quality is starting to get better, but we're still more serious than we are ourselves. We're very like, you know, put the best foot forward.
Because we were on a new mm-hmm. adventure and mm-hmm. we wanted to be professional.
We wanted to be behaved, very unlike ourselves.
Well, that could be it too.
So I told Marie the other day, listening to these episodes, it was cracking me up because when I was listening to episode 3, it occurred to me what we actually sounded like. And it was like a midnight AM radio station show. Like, you're listening to the cool stylings of the Media Matters. Like, it was so, it cracked me up. Like, and like from the 80s. Like, a real throwback.
Hey. The 80s were awesome.
No, the 80s were awesome, but we're in the, you know, the 2000s, the 10s, you know, so we shouldn't sound like we're bringing the cool the cool stylings of the 80s. So super funny. So the episode itself, you know, connecting with loved ones, we knew going into it that it was going to be emotional. Listening to it now and hearing us become emotional about it made me a little emotional and, you know, made me teary eyed because we talk about I think I talked about some of my loss and, you know, we all had a story to share, at least one story. And we talked about some of the experiences that we've had and, you know, just it was tough.
And we've had more since then.
Yeah. And more. So it was a tough one. It got good feedback, though. You know, unfortunately, a lot of people have suffered some kind of loss, and no matter how you cut it, it is hard, and you know, it's part of life. It uber sucks. So anyway, we go forward, we graduate from the tears, and we go to the ghost stories, which is episode 4.
Oh my goodness.
But this one was, it wasn't ghost stories, other people's stories, it was our own stories. So in this one, our sound quality is much better. Now, I don't just gloss over being, you know, 15, 14, 15 and playing with the Ouija board and, you know, things went kind of crazy. Now I actually go into one of the stories and just to briefly tell it, you know, this one night I experienced sheets being pulled. I'm, you know, in my room by myself and my bed sheets are being pulled and I can feel, you know, weight on the bed and I bolt and I'm scared out of my mind. I mean, there's a lot more detail than that, but in the episode I do talk about it. I think I talk about it in other episodes and it scared me to damn death, to death. And it was just a crazy, crazy time. But I talked about that. I talked about when my grandmother called my aunt's phone after her passing.
Oh, I remember that. Yes, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. And that first Christmas without her, when I was recording, you know, Christmas morning and Sean and I were opening gifts with the dogs and I saw all the orbs in the video and I went back and looked at it and it was just incredible because I knew, you know, the difference between the orbs and the dust particles that were in the video. And it was just, it was something to see. It was so exciting. And then we talk about your mom's dream. I think it was your mom that had the dream of the funeral.
Yes.
And it was like on point with something that had actually happened.
Her mom's funeral.
Mm-hmm. Oh, her mom's funeral.
Yeah, it was her mother's funeral.
Yeah, that was really crazy. So it was fun to do that episode because we did tell some of our own story, but, you know, you guys got to know us a little bit more, which, you know, good or bad, I don't know.
and those are stories that you just can't share with everybody. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of people who don't buy into that.
Mm-hmm.
And those aren't our people.
Right. Yeah.
So it feels good to talk about it with folks who mm-hmm. are, you know, it's like, yeah, me too.
Right.
Who can relate.
Right. It's true. It's very true. It is exciting because, I mean, when ghost stories come up in a conversation, I am all in. Like, all in. I'm like, what? I heard ghost. And it is, you know, you're right. It doesn't come up with just anybody.
No.
It does not. And it's the people that believe and or are huge horror fans. It's like and or, you know what I mean? And it comes up and they dive into their stories. And I will tell you, there are some people this stuff has come up with that has like floored me. And people
really?
That, yes, people that have their own experience. And I'm like, are you kidding right now? Like, I would never peg this person for a believer. You know,
we're going to have to talk. I want names.
Oh, I'll give you a name. I will give you, like, there's one person off the top of my head right now that I was like, what the hell? That's super crazy.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So moving on, we graduate from the ghost stories to episode 5, which is that riveting Reiki. And this is where we get to tell you guys about one of our specialties, which is being Reiki practitioners. So we talk about being able to see auras. And Marie, you had said that you had a really hard time seeing auras. Has that changed for you at all?
Honestly, I haven't tried. Things have been so crazy mm-hmm. lately. I've been delving more lately into tarot and I have not meditated as mm-hmm. much as I've wanted to. I've not done self-Reiki as much as I wanted to. I mean, I have done some, but tarot has been my focus lately. But right now I've got some work things going on that is encompassing a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as auras go, I haven't tried, quite honestly.
Yeah, So that's another thing we talked about, and I'm just going to veer off and talk about it now. So we were talking the other day, maybe yesterday, I don't know, and talking about how we feel now after doing levels 1, 2, and 3, of Reiki, I think we both want to move on to level four.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. I'm very positive. I do.
I've got a lot of work to do before I get there. I do a lot of work. I'm so not ready.
Agreed. I need more time for sure. And so I was pointing out to Marie that once, when was it? I think after level two. No. Yeah. After level two, things started to get crazy for us in different ways and started to pull us away from the norm that we had going, where we were meeting like once a week, we would do Reiki, the following week we would start recording. And so we had this little routine down and life was, you know, status quo. And then suddenly, you know, there's a chopper coming to get us. I don't know if you guys can hear that. Suddenly things start to change and we start getting pulled in different directions. And the first time around, we were pulled together to go to Houston, all three of us, and worked there, you know, for what felt like endless months. And, you know, but even things just kept changing and changing and changing. And it's been this whirlwind. So I was saying to Marie, it's hard for me to believe that it's a coincidence that the three of us who are so tight and have gone through Reiki together and shared all of these experiences are now in this place where we're experiencing the same stuff, where we are still being pulled in all these different directions, heavily in the career field, the career arena. But we all kind of feel the same way, where we haven't had as much time to dedicate to honing our abilities and meditating and doing all the things that we were doing before that we constantly talked about. And it was like we used to eat, sleep, breathe Reiki and, you know, metaphysical and mystic everything. And I want to be a witch. And do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
And so it's funny to me. I was thinking about it recently and I was like, there's no way that's a coincidence that we're all kind of in the same boat. But I do feel like it's super imperative to our growth in every aspect of our lives that we're going through this phase right now where we're just like kind of all over the place. And is the purpose to learn how to balance, prioritize? I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever know. But I am super confident that we are all going to reach that place where we are, you know, zoned in again and ready to go.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. I hope so. I mean, I do have, you know, a lot of career related growth that I'm working on, you know, and it's probably it's probably going to be over the next 6 months. But I mean, if I want to grow in my career, I mean, that's the choice I have to make.
Right.
And I can't do everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, do I want to grow with the Reiki and with everything else? Definitely I do. But I have to prioritize mm-hmm. my life. I can't do, you know, I also want to work out every day and lose 30 pounds. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got to work, you know, it's everything. It's you know, the physical, the spiritual, and intellectual, and there's got to be a balance. And some, you know, there's going to be times where, you know, the intellectual side takes priority, and there's going to be times where the physical side takes priority, and there's mm-hmm. going to be times, you know, where the spiritual side takes priority. And I mean, that's life.
I really do feel like there's a reason why we're all being put through this, and it's definitely positive. God, I keep hitting this wire. It's definitely positive. So I am excited to see what the outcome is and to see us all come back together, transformed and grown. And
well, you know, and it's interesting you bring that up, because would I, and I'm thinking out loud, would I be this invested into growing the intellectual side if I didn't think I already had the spiritual side taken care of? Does that make sense? Mm. It's like, okay, yes, I've gone down this spiritual path and I've learned a lot and I feel more confident in myself. And okay, I need to work on this other path now. Mm-hmm. I need to work on the career path. I need to do things to make myself more marketable and make myself more important to my company, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth. So I think being confident in one area helps you say, okay, where do I need to focus now?
And
to be well-rounded.
Right. Agreed with that. Although in this case, I almost feel like we've been steered in these directions. We haven't made the actual choices. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there were universal pushes, so to speak, that brought us here. And now we're at a point where we're like, yeah, we can make these decisions because we're standing right here right now. But 6 months ago or 12 months ago, we didn't even know to look in that direction or make those decisions or want to make those decisions.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I very much know what you mean. Because the things that I'm studying for right now for work, I'm doing on my own. Mm-hmm. And it was a path. You know, I went to this dinner where I met this person, mm-hmm. who was teaching this class, and, you know, X number of months later, I'm in this class. And now, you know, and it's just it's like these signposts pop mm-hmm. up, and thank goodness I responded to them. I do. Right. I feel like the universe brought those things to me at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily I was, you know, smart enough to take advantage of it.
Right.
And go down that path.
Right. Yeah, I full on agree. I do agree. And I feel like I am a lot more confident in my arenas, all of them. Although I don't feel like I had to, you know, kind of master one to move on to the other. I feel like I kind of reached the point where the universe said, we're going to hit pause on this one. We're going to go work on this one a little bit, and we'll loop back and finish working on this one where you'll have more tools to, you know, to manage it.
I agree. I just feel like that going down the Reiki path and the spiritual path and everything that we've learned mm-hmm. with the pendulums and our intuition and so on and so forth, it gave me the insight to say, okay, that didn't just happen. Just mm-hmm. no, I am meant to go to that. I feel right. it in my bones. I yeah. trust my intuition. I'm going to make this happen. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. What did that guy just say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I needed to be here to hear
yes.
him say that.
Yes.
Okay. And to follow that, you know, to trust your yeah. gut instinct, you know, and talk to that guy after the dinner and mm-hmm. say, I need to find out more about this mm-hmm. and, you know, to hear his excitement. Yeah, here's my card and so mm-hmm. on and so forth. It's trusting my intuition mm-hmm. and going after it, you know, and I don't think I would have been that confident in my inner voice before.
Agreed. Yeah.
I feel like it was a building block.
Yeah, I full on agree with that. And what I meant to say previously is, yes, that I agree with. It's more, I know that I don't have to be fully mastered over here to move over there.
Oh, totally agree.
But the intuition, you're spot on with that, because there's a lot now that we look at, and even, you know, individually and together, and we say, holy crap, you know, we can now link things that we weren't able to link before.
Right.
And now it's not just, you know, it's fully recognizing, oh my God, you know, look what happened and look where the universe brought us and, you know, and.
Yeah. Being able to recognize those signs mm-hmm. from the universe, from right. God, you know, whatever it is, you know, you believe in.
Right.
The thing is, we're at a place where we're recognizing the signs mm-hmm. and it's like, okay, I need to act on that.
Right. And it's very much like being an active participant in your life versus being yes. passive.
Yes.
You know
exactly.
what I mean? Like it's, and that is, I think that's the best way to describe this last, like, let's just say from the time the podcast started way back in 2017, way back decades ago, you know, ones of years ago,
back in the 1980s.
Yeah. Ones of years ago when the show started, thinking back to that time and seeing how so much has changed, so many things have evolved, some for the way better, some, I don't want to say for the worse, but maybe not in ways that we had anticipated or ever
right.
anticipated.
Right.
So a lot has changed. We've grown a lot. I feel, I don't want to say confused. I feel more challenged than I have in a very, very long time and maybe ever. And it's frustrating and it's exciting because it does make me think, it does make me get into my life and move instead of just like, wake up, go to work, come home.
You're not in a rut anymore.
Go to sleep. Right. Wake up. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it does feel really good. It does feel good and challenging. and frustrating.
But yeah, it's called growth.
Yeah.
Right.
This grown-up life. So in any event, you know, going back to the episode, the Reiki world as a whole, and we talk about it in episode one, we talk about it in this episode, that Riveting Reiki, which is episode five, it has changed us in so many ways, so many positive ways. And right now, my crown is like a buzz. Like it's so active right now, it almost hurts.
Wow.
It is insanity. Like it feels like a crap ton of pressure. I can't quite explain it in any event.
Oh, no, I get it. It's like, well, when we first started, mm-hmm. I mean, I was super, super dizzy. Mm-hmm. And I haven't felt that energy in a while.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Sandy. He wants to talk about Reiki, too. So in the Reiki episode, that Riveting Reiki, we talk about the purpose of Reiki, the process that we go through, what a Reiki session is like when we do it, you know, a one-on-one, like a practitioner and someone on the table. And then when there's more than one practitioner, what we do. And I did talk about, which this is another fun thing about doing this episode, is going back and listening to all of season one. It was a lot of fun because I had forgotten things like the cleaner. Do you remember the cleaner?
No.
So in the episode, I talk about having a family member that suffered an accident, and it was like a recording night. I had been at the hospital with my family member, and Marie really encouraged me to come hang out with her and Lily and get a Reiki session, and she said, you really need it. During the session, I mean, I was jacked up. I hadn't slept. I was, you know, really...
I do remember
concern
now.
For yes, my I do loved remember. One. Yes. Yeah. So I'm on the table in my Reiki session that Marie and Lily are performing on me. And this being shows up at the foot of the table and identifies himself as the cleaner. And I can see these enormous shards coming out of me and going into him. And it was the craziest thing. And when I got up from that table, Marie, I remember you telling me, oh my God, you look so different. You look rested. You look more at peace.
Oh yeah. I remember that because you, mm-hmm. it was night and day.
Yes.
When you walked through the door that night, mm-hmm. oh my gosh.
It's yeah.
Get on the table and get on the table now.
Yeah. Yeah. Like hose her down. Holy water. Yeah. It was really bad. So I had forgotten all about the cleaner. And when I heard that, I was like, holy crap, that's right. You know, so.
Yeah. I forgot about the cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And that's exactly how he identified himself, was a cleaner. And he was enormous, and just, it was like his, I don't remember if I fully describe it in the episode, but it's like his outer layer or something was like open, and everything was just going into him.
Like a flasher?
Yeah. Yes. From another world. Yeah, it's like a... like a nice flasher. Is that a thing?
There's a time I remember I had a family member that was going through there was a pretty serious accident that had taken place, and the family had gathered and was in ICU with our loved one, and you know, kind of traveling back and forth. And I happened to be back in town the night that we typically are scheduled to get together to do our Reiki sessions. And I remember, I think you told me that I should really make an effort to come because it would be beneficial.
It was a rough time for you.
Yeah, it was a really stressful time. So, I mean, and that Monday, it was only like day two or three after that accident happened. Mm-hmm. So I got to Lily's house where we were meeting. And as soon as I saw you, I remember you saying, oh my God, have you slept at all? I looked horrible and felt horrible. And I mean, it was just, I can't remember another time when I felt, I'm sure there are others, but so we did the session and Marie and Lily worked on me at the same time, which is the way we typically do it when there's, you know, more than one practitioner in the room. We'll just all get together and work on the person on the table. So they did. They both worked on me. And I will tell you that I encountered a being that stood at the foot of the bed and, or the massage table, rather. He stood at the foot of the massage table and he referred to himself as the cleaner. And I could see all of these shards coming off of me and he was absorbing them all. I had never seen something like that. But as it was happening, I could feel like the weight lifting off of me and I was feeling better by the second. And when that session was over and I sat up on the table and the girls came around to talk to me and tell me what they found, I remember you saying, oh my God, you look visibly different. Your face looks, you look rested. And I felt it. I could feel it. And that's the kind of difference that this makes. I mean, who would have known? I never would have put that together and been like, oh, I'm going through this, you know, tragic situation. Let me go get a Reiki session.
We also talk about going through level one and the attunement we did. And I talk about like how freaked out I was during my attunement. Do you remember? And I was like, yeah.
Your first attunement?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we're sitting there and, you know, we're in meditation. And I was so freaked out because I could feel all this energy. I could feel like our teacher's energy, like her energetic field around me, like approaching me. And it was freaking me the hell out. And then it was like all these faces flashing in my face and all these colors. And then, you know, we're done. And there were three of us in her class. And she, you know, goes down the line and she's like, so did you experience anything? What was it like? And the other two girls were like, yeah, no, nothing. And I was like, well, and I almost felt bad because I'm like, did I do it wrong? Or, you know, am I going to say this and they're going to feel bad because they're going to feel like they're missing something. And so it was such an experience. Oh my God. It scared me so bad. And that's happened a few more times where I've had like, it's like I'm going to sleep or something and all these faces are like up in my face. It's crazy. They come out of nowhere. I don't know. So another fun episode we did was episode 6, which was that mystical meditation. And that was another fun one. And meditation, I mean, we talk about it all the time. It doesn't make it into every episode, but it's one of the go-to tools that we always push. And it's if you are trying to do something positive for yourself, self-care for you, if you are trying to get answers to life questions, if you're trying to connect with someone, whatever it is, like meditation is the answer. And we go into a lot in that episode where we talk about our preferences and some of the things that we do to get in the zone and some of the things that we've experienced during meditations. And good Lord, it's been a lot.
Oh yeah. And it's been a lot since then.
Mm-hmm. I have traveled so much in meditations. It's ridiculous. And I have met guides. I've communicated with my grandmother, my dog, other people's loved ones. That's where I connect with other people's loved ones, is in meditations. I don't like to do just cold readings. I mean, I do them, but it's not my preferred method. So that's where I go and I chat with the other world. So fun episode for sure. And we do go into some detail about meditation. So if you want to know about meditation, and really when we start the episode, we say it's such a broad subject.
Oh, yeah, because there's so many different types of meditation.
Yes, so many methods, so many do's and don'ts, and everybody has a different list. And so I think we start the episode by saying, like, it is a very small part of meditation, and it's really what we were comfortable talking about. So
let me ask you this. I feel like I've come full circle. It's like with meditation, when I started out, it was just me and you sit down and start meditating. And then I started learning more. And then I started learning about crystals and incense and all this stuff. And then it got to a point where meditation was an event. I mm-hmm. needed all my things. Mm-hmm. And it's like, now I'm to the point, would you stop? Just sit and meditate. Mm-hmm. And yes, do I need to protect myself? Yes, but I know how to do that now without, you know, the crystals and the smoke. And
yeah, without all the external tools.
Right. Mm-hmm. Do I still like the external tools? Heck yeah, I love my toys. You know, I love my crystals and whatnot. But I feel like I've come full circle in that now, that I don't need my tools now, whereas before I was getting pretty ridiculous,
right,
with all of this stuff.
I would agree that you were ridiculous. No, no, listen, we had some crazy conversations, and I call them crazy because we were obsessed. Like, we were so obsessed with crystals and smoke and you name it, and how much water and, you know, the sunlight.
Oh, yeah, the rainwater.
I mean, everything. Yeah. The fun part about that is we have grown individually and together. We've learned a lot of stuff. We have practiced and maybe done some crap we shouldn't have been doing. I don't know, but I feel like maybe I towed the line a little bit a few times. I really don't know. But it's been fun. And I was the same way. It got to the point where my meditations were taking like an hour. And that wasn't like just meditating an hour. That was easily like 20 minutes of setup and like put away.
It's like meditation became high maintenance.
Yeah, but it was, I mean, you guys, if you are not a person that meditates, like, you've got to try it. And I'm not saying it because it's like, oh, you got to travel, you got to like go meet people. I'm saying because it really, there's so many incredible benefits to meditating. So many. I mean, just an incredible stress reliever alone. The meditation. You got to do it. Once I started meeting guides and stuff and started traveling, and like, it was a freaking high. Like, I couldn't stop. Like, where will we go today? And that's where I got my damn hitchhiker. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. You got addicted.
Mm-hmm. I did. I was super addicted. I mean, seeing stuff and going places. And our teacher was like, you know, just be careful who you're with. And not every guide is like a, you know, you want to be with your highest guides and you want to be with whatever and the people that are serving you, you know, benefiting you the most. And so a lot to learn. And we still have so much to learn. We're still little, little babies.
Oh, yeah. There is a lot to learn. Mm-hmm. And in our last class, I mean, we started scratching on things that it's like, mm-hmm. ooh, you know, I got to get this right or else there are consequences.
Right. There are always consequences. So, yeah, the meditation, it definitely became like an Olympic sport. I was like, can I outdo my last session? And now, I mean, I have done a few meditations here and there since we went to Houston the first time. I've done a few here and there. I used to be an everyday meditation person until that first Houston trip. And I did it a few times when we first got there because we still had a little bit of time. And then everything hit the fan. And since then, it's been kind of here and there. And now, I mean, in the last couple months, I've really felt like I'm ready to get back in it and start establishing a routine again. Am I going to take 45 minutes every single day and do? Hell no. There's no way. Like, my schedule is jam-packed. There is no way. What I do know, though, is that it is equally as beneficial for me to just sit for like 5 minutes, close my eyes, and turn on some meditation music. Don't turn on meditation music, but just chill for 5 minutes. Focus on breathing, like focus on my thoughts, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be this ridiculous event.
Right.
It just doesn't. Yeah. Like something to slow the heart rate and to just, you
know.
Go
back old school and just chill out.
Yeah, just chill out. But, you know, I've also found that I have been unpacking some things. I found my incense sticks. I found some of my sage. Like, I've been finding some of these comfort pieces that I really used to lean on a lot. And so some mornings when I'm getting ready for work, like, I'll light an incense stick and that smell just, you know, I do my little chant, the, you know, smoke of air and fire and earth. And I do a little symbol and I just like, it just kind of peps me up. And it's, you know, I can't even say it's once a week. It's here and there when I think about it. Or if I walk in, you know, to my space and see, you know, the incense holder or something, I'm like, oh yeah, maybe I'll light that right now. And while I get ready, it's I think one of the things that's helping me get back in the zone and to feel like myself again and feel more connected to the new normal. And, you know, so much has changed.
Right. So which makes it interesting to go back and revisit these podcasts that we've done. It's like, wow, a lot has changed since then.
Yeah, a lot.
It's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. And it's really cool to have this recording, this like permanent fixture where we can go back. It's like the only aspect of reality TV that makes me a little envious is that they have this permanent recording of events that took place. And it's big events and it's little events. It's someone's kid taking their first steps or, you know, whatever it is that is captured on whatever show. And I think it's really cool because who in the hell has like 100 cameras set up in their home just on the regular because you're going through life? You don't. Even people that are vlogging and stuff have like a couple here and there, or they carry one around, or, you know, but to have those moments captured like that and that time and place, you know, what your life was at that moment is really cool. So you're right to it's hear like
reading,
that.
Reading your old diary.
Exactly. Except my hand isn't cramping up. So it is really cool. It's been fun to listen to that. And the Reiki one, like I said, was one of those where I was like, dang, the first episode where I was talking about, you know, going up the stairs singing and, you know, because I couldn't see them, but I knew they were there. But I know I could see them. And it was just, you know, my little kid brain. So in any event, yeah. And I say that a lot. Going back to the episodes, it's like, in any event. I don't know what that's about. I need to cut that out. That and the ums and the so and the... It's a list.
It's because we're having a conversation. Mm-hmm. We're not giving a speech.
That's true. Now we're more ourselves. We are just hanging out. That's what we're doing.
Right.
This is not the AM radio show. These smooth stylings. So meditation aside, we're going to episode 8 of season 1, which is That Petrifying Poltergeist. And this is one of my favorite episodes. Like, this is where things take a turn, because I had talked to Marie and Lily early on, and I really wanted to dive into the mystical world, the metaphysical, and these very healing topics, things that we had experience in. But I am an ultimate uber diehard fan of all things scary. And by that, I don't mean like, you know, organs on the asphalt. That's not what I mean. I mean horror. I mean, like, ghosts and hauntings and, you know, scary movies. And so way back before we even started, I had told them that this is what I wanted to do and incorporate some of those episodes. And Lily immediate was like, nope, like, not going to happen. Marie, however, doesn't like that stuff, but was fully on board. So this is outside of the ghost stories episode, which was like episode 4 or something. That was personal stuff. This is where we started getting into other horror stories, like things that are quote unquote true events. And oh my God, the fun we had. The fun we had. So you may not remember this, but so you were coming over on Monday so we could record That Petrifying Poltergeist, and you broke your leg. Do you remember that?
It was that episode?
It was that episode. Oh, yes.
Some vestige didn't want us to record it.
Yes.
It was that episode that I broke my ankle?
It was that episode, yeah.
Oh, that's too weird. Did I know this and block it out of my memory?
Yeah. We talk about it in the episode.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So Marie, I was at home getting ready for Marie's arrival so we could record. She's never late, ever. And it's like, you know, we usually get together like 6 o'clock and we chat and we might eat whatever and then we record. So I'm like, where the heck is she? And she finally shows up. And when I go to open the door for her, she's like leaning on one leg and, you know, she starts to come in the door, but she's hobbling and she's like, oh God, I, you know, twisted my ankle and, you know, took a hard fall and, you know, it's hurting right now like a son of a bitch and something, you know. So we end up deciding, yeah, it's probably a good idea to go to the ER. So so we go and end up leaving with her in a cast, in a boot, I think.
Yeah, it was a cast.
Did they put a cast on
it? Yeah, I didn't get the boot till later.
Okay. I couldn't remember if like they just booted it until you could go get the cast done.
No, yeah, they casted it that night. Mm.
Okay, so yeah, we left there and she had a cast on. So that was Monday. And then I think we got together on Wednesday to record. And you had said something like, I was coming over here and I had my notes and I was like, if I get in an accident or some crap happens, I am definitely not recording that episode. It was so damn funny. I mean, it's funny now. It's funny now because you're fine. Yeah. And obviously you made it just fine and we recorded it. But oh my God. So yeah, Marie broke her ankle just for you guys so she could come and record this episode. And yeah, you definitely said you were jinxed. Like this episode. So we were laughing, talking about, you know, poltergeists because they can bite, they kick, they trip, they push. So you're like, that's definitely what happened to me. It was the poltergeist.
My lovely friend, how the heck are you?
I'm good. I'm surviving.
Mm-hmm. Anything you want to share with our listeners? So let me preface whatever's going on right now by saying that I'm looking at my little friend in a cast with her leg propped up on a peg leg. I don't know what this thing is called.
It's a knee crutch.
A knee crutch. Okay. So we are recording on an off day because my poor little bird was injured the other night when she was coming over to record. And it's not funny. It's funny now because you're okay. And it's not actually funny. It's just the freakiest accident.
I've never had a broken bone in my life. And so we decided we were going to talk about poltergeists. And I'd done some research because I am not familiar with poltergeists at all. I didn't even watch the entire movie Poltergeist.
You didn't?
Scary movies give me nightmares.
Oh, right, right.
So I watch bits and pieces here and there, but never the entire movie. And so I really had to research the subject before we talked about it, and I left the notes behind. And on my way to meet Chantel, I went back to retrieve my notes and ended up breaking my fibula. Nice, clean break. And I made my way to Chantel's house. We sat and watched my ankle swell and made the call to go to the ER. And they were fabulous, and they took x-rays, and they said, yep, it's a clean break. Yeah. I'm like, you're kidding. I was really, really hoping they'd say it was just a sprain.
I know.
And
but a break is such a great story.
I know. And so, but yeah, so I'm reviewing the notes for the poltergeist today, and I'm thinking to myself, if I get into an accident on the way to Chantel's house, I am taking these notes and I am burning them.
And scrapping the hell out of this.
You're going to have to find another co-host for this episode.
Hell yeah. I agree. And then I'm telling her, I think we're in the ER. And I go, oh, you know what? When I was researching, I found that poltergeist can bite, scratch, pinch, trip. She like whips her head around. It looks at me and I was like, oh God.
Maybe I need to go back and get my protection crystals.
I know. We both do. So in that episode, it's the first time we talk about the Enfield poltergeist. And if you guys don't remember, that is the story that takes place in Enfield, England. And it's what The Conjuring 2 was based off of, where the Warrens go, and it's the mom and the five kids, and I think the second oldest daughter, Janet, is the one that is, she's affected the most, and, you know, this entity uses her to communicate and whatever the case. So, crazy ass story, but that's one of the ones we talk about, and it's the first time we ever talk about that because we've brought it up since. It's a very famous story. We talk about, after we had done Reiki level one And I think it was the last day of class. I can't remember, but I came home and my toothbrush was on the floor of the bathtub. Remember, I was like, yeah, I, you know, when I'm in the shower in the morning, I brush my teeth and I put it up on the little rack. And you were like, there's nothing little about your rack. I'll play it for you guys. Sounds like something you would say.
Yeah, it's totally something I would say.
So I talked about that and you're like, well, maybe it just slipped off. And I'm like, no, it was like tucked behind stuff. And then the three perfume bottles, remember, they were like, I had like 9 bottles and the 3 on the left were turned and facing out.
I do remember that.
Right. And I'm like, who in the hell would do this? Like, what kind of mischievous thing is this? Like, let's see if she'll notice. So anyway, oh, it's also the episode where we're doing the Bell Witch story and it's Kate and we were saying something about, oh, Kate should just go start her own garden and what would she grow? Ghost avocados and ghost whatever. And I was like, ghost peppers. And we laughed so hard, so freaking hard. Oh my God.
Ghost peppers is pretty funny.
Yeah, it was very funny. Very, very funny. So that was episode 7 and 8 because it was a two-parter because it was so much damn fun. And oh my God. And that's when I knew, like, it's almost like, you know, you're working on a project and you hit that point where you're like, we've done it. Like, we got to the point and from here on out, it'll never be the same again. And that's what...
It was a defining moment.
Yes, it was definitely a defining moment. And that petrifying poltergeist, the first episode, which was episode 7... was that for me, where I knew right then, I was like, we hit our stride. We have just made magic. Like, we figured out what our recipe is.
Right. Right.
And I get that. And we went from there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's never been the same. Like, we never went back to AM radio. Never, ever. Like, it has been so kick ass from that point forward. Like, we really just got in the zone. I had so much fun. And now even when we do something a little more serious, it's never serious. It's never serious. It's never scary. Like, we work in our own personalities because you're right. It is like we're just sitting having a conversation because we are.
Right.
Just in front of microphones. That's it. That's the only difference. So, yes, so much fun. So, you guys, that is where we're going to leave you for part one, because we have so much stuff to talk about. We cannot fit it all into.
Well, we haven't seen each other in a while.
Yeah, so. We also haven't seen each other. So we have talked about a lot of stuff. So we are going to leave it right here. We will be back next week with part two, where we go through the rest of season one. And if you guys have any of your own memories that you want to share, make sure you share them with us. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. You know, carrier pigeon, fires, whatever. I don't know. You can also email us, which is probably the easiest ever. themediummatters@gmail.com. You know how to find us. So we will be back with part two next week, where we bring more goodness from season one. So again, if you guys have any of your own memories, anything you want to share, good, bad, whatevs, make sure you let us know. Until then, good night, you guys. We love you.
Good night.